You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey there.
All right, so end of November, Thanksgiving, fall, all the things.
Yes, love all
of them. I have
a
question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
You might not be ready once I ask it.
Okay, now I'm scared.
Would you rather fight one turkey-sized squirrel or 10 squirrel-sized turkeys?
What?
Okay. I know this one takes a little bit of mental gymnastics too to even like figure out what you're picturing.
Okay, a turkey-sized squirrel. Okay, yikes. Or 10
squirrel-sized turkeys.
Okay, turkeys are terrifying. They are scary with their little gobble. Yeah. Well, I have my dog with me because squirrels are the fiend to my dog. I'm gonna say. I don't want to do any of it. I'm going to have bad dreams now, Maggie. That's too so scary. I guess I'm going to go with the turkey-sized squirrel. Because
that was going to be my answer, too.
There's just one.
Because really, I don't feel like squirrels are a little bit smaller than turkeys, but not a whole lot smaller. So I don't feel like that would be that much larger than your average squirrel. I don't love the idea of fighting any animal.
I know, me either.
But maybe it's like a
maybe we can all be friends
or something. Yeah, like not a violent fight.
You get into a tiff, and then we're all friends, and we
a dance off. Definitely a dance off with a turkey sized squirrel. All right, glad we could have that conversation.
That's got to be a video somewhere.
Yeah,
on the
definitely.
Internet.
I'm sure. AI could create something.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. On this episode, we are discussing turkey-sized squirrels and also Unit 15, Session 5, which is titled Ezekiel Gave Hope. And this is focusing on Ezekiel chapter 37. So, Suzanne, why don't you share with us our big idea and story points for this week?
Absolutely. So at this point on our timeline, both Israel and Judah have been destroyed by foreign nations. The king of Assyria attacked Israel and took the people captive. Then over 100 years later, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon attacked Judah and took the people captive in Babylon. But God loved his people and wanted to restore them. Long before Israel or Judah sinned against God, he had promised to send a savior who would give people new hearts and new life. This week, we'll see how God spoke through Ezekiel to remind the people of this hope. So our story points this week for preschool is God promised his people they would return home. And our story point for kids is God promised to restore the land to his people and be their God forever. So now let's talk about some different activities in our leader guide that may need a little extra time or instruction. So this week for preschool in our preschool worship guide, there is an activity called Arrange Bones. And so this is a printable that you'll use with the kids. And so just make sure to provide an example of a put together skeleton so preschoolers will know what it is supposed to look like. Just a visual example for them.
Good idea. And in younger kids, there's an activity called In and Out. And assemble and practice that to be sure the example you create works. And then younger kids also has an activity called Edible Bones. And make sure to post an allergy alert and then give careful supervision to the use of any heat source. In older kids, there is an activity called Rattling Foil. And 1 centimeter is a little less than half an inch. Be sure to practice this experiment at home so you can make sure you are able to get it to work for you before demonstrating it to the kids. And in midweek, there is an activity called Plant and Water Relay. And this would be a really fun one to do outside if your space or weather allows it. As we wrap up, let's talk about what we are excited for, what stands out to us in this session. And while this is probably one of the tougher stories to teach to kids and for kids to understand in general, I do think it's fun when we get to see these sort of, for lack of a better term, object lessons that God teaches through. Just as a children's ministry person, I really love that he uses creative ways to teach.
Yes.
And it's also obviously a really good picture of the truth that without God's Spirit, we are spiritually dead. And so that's a good visual for kids.
Yes. And I'm such a visual learner. And so I'm so glad that God has these stories throughout the Bible. He uses big visual illustrations and pictures to teach his truths. And you know, in the previous session, we saw that the people were punished and taken away from their home. And that is really hard. And that is really sad. But I love that that's not the end of the story, that there's hope. And so I love the hope that God offers through Ezekiel. And so in our Bible story, it says, I will bring all my people together and make them one nation again. They will follow me and I will be their God. I will live with them and everyone will know that I am God. And so I was just reminded that that same power that brought those dry bones back to life is the same power that rose Jesus from the dead. And so we can also have hope even in the darkest times because of the finished work of Jesus.
Amen. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.